It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 27th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down slightly at $27,880. Ethereum is down slightly at $1,765. And Binance Coin is up slightly at $328. MicroStrategy has added another $150 million worth of Bitcoin, meaning the firm has north of $4 billion worth of Bitcoin in its treasury. The company said it acquired 6,455 Bitcoin between February 16th and March the 23rd at an average price of $23,238 per Bitcoin. This round of buying lowers the average buying price to $29,817. The firm has also repaid a Silvergate loan that was set to mature in 2025. It sold shares to pay off the debt. Well, FTX's bankruptcy estate has consolidated their Arbitrum airdrop tokens into a single wallet. The wallet now holds 33,125 ARB tokens worth around $42,000. Well, North Carolina's First Citizens has purchased what's left of Silicon Valley Bank, assuming $72 billion in loans and $56 billion in deposits. The FDIC said that all depositors of Silicon Valley Bridge Bank, the interim bank set up by the FDIC after SVB's failure, will automatically become depositors of First Citizens Bank and Trust Company. The FDIC also said it has acquired equity appreciation rights in First Citizens Bank shares common stock, the parent of First Citizens Bank, which is potentially worth up to $500 million. Pending market conditions. Well, the G7 is pushing for tighter global crypto regulations. If discussions ahead of a May meeting are any indication, Japan's prime minister will host this year's G7 summit in Hiroshima. G7 members will state their joint intentions for tougher crypto policies in a leader's declaration. Japan, of course, already has one of the tightest regulatory sandboxes for crypto. Well, Gucci is teaming up with Yuga Labs, according to an announcement that comes at the front of the Metaverse Fashion Week. The project is undefined, but borrows imagery from the Yuga Labs Other Side Metaverse. The announcement says, stay tuned as a new narrative takes shape, blurring the boundaries between the physical and digital. And finally, crypto lender Kokomo's developers have apparently pulled off an exit scam. The Optimism-based lending protocol effectively stole $4 million in user funds. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.